Moosejawtoday.com. It wasn't perfect and things might have become a little closer than the Moose Jaw Warriors would have liked in Game 1 of their Western Hockey League Eastern Conference quarterfinal with the Brandon Wheat Kings, but they'll take the win just the same. The Warriors roared out to a 3-0 lead in the first period and held off a late charge by Brandon in the final frame before going on to a 7-4 victory in front of 3,722 fans at the Moose Jaw Events Center on Friday night. Martin Rasavi led Moose Jaw with 2 goals and an assist, while Braden Schurman also scored a pair as the Warriors took the lead in the best-of-seven series. "I thought the start was really strong. In the first half of the game we were the better team," Rasavi said. "After that we started to loosen up a little bit and they generated a few chances in the third, with the score being 2-3 goals difference the entire time. I think if we play 60 minutes, play the same system, we'll be able to roll, but we have the win and that's the most important thing." The Warriors didn't take long to get on the board, and it was the product of some good old-fashioned hard work. Rasavi got off an initial shot in close and stuck with it, eventually burying his own rebound for the 1-0 lead 3:05 into the game. Only 1:37 later it was 2-0, thanks to the kind of physical play that wins all sorts of games in the postseason. Rylan Kovacevic laid a huge hit on a Brandon defender, picked up the loose puck, got off a backhand pass to Braden Schurman, and his quick 2-on-1 led to Moose Jaw's second marker at 4:42. The Warriors just kept coming, this time when a Rasavi forced neutral zone turnover led to Jagr Furkus and Braden Yeager going in on a 2-on-1, and Furkus' shot would beat Carson Bjarnson glove side. Just like that, 3-0 Moose Jaw only 6:15 into the proceedings. "I think there's lots we can clean up in the game for sure, but I loved our start," said Warriors head coach Mark O'Leary. "It's nice to be able to get the win and learn some things as well, so we know we can be better over 60 minutes, but the start was the key tonight for sure." Things began to even out from there through the rest of the first period, and it was early in the second that Brandon got one back. Just as a Warriors power play ended, Roger McQueen got off a perfect shot top corner glove side from the right face-off circle to make it a 2-goal game. Barely a minute later, the Warriors once again had a 3-goal lead, thanks to a shot by Owen Burge from right face-off, handcuffing Bjarnson glove side and finding the back of the net. Furkus then got back into the action in style, picking up the puck in his own end and going in on a 1-on-2 before sending a backhand pass to a trailing Rasavi in the slot, and his nifty little toe drag led to the Warriors' 5th goal at the 6:10 mark. That chased Bjarnson, who allowed 5 goals on 16 shots in 26-10 of work. The Warriors had a handful of chances as the period progressed, including a 2-on-1 and 2-on-1 by Furkus and Matthew Savoy as the period progressed, but it would be Brandon who got on the board next. Brett Hyland took a shot from the point that went off Jaden Weens in front of the net with a minute remaining in the second period, making it a 5-2 game heading into the third. Only 2:25 into the final period, it was a 2-goal game. Caleb Hadland got off a shot that beat Jackson Unger 5-hole, and just like that the Wheat Kings were in striking distance. Savoy gave the Warriors a bit more breathing room with 6:26 gone in the third. The Buffalo Sabres prospect picked off a pass in the Warriors' zone, went in all alone on Ethan Eskett and slipped a shot home 5-hole for the 6-3 lead. The Wheat Kings just refused to go away, though, and once again got back within 2. A backhand by Weems at the side of the net somehow found the back of the net at 13:36, making for a tense finish. "We're a good team, but we have to play the right way," Rasavi said. "We have to manage the time in the game, and if we're up by 3 goals, we don't have to force ourselves on offense. It doesn't have to be a point night. In the playoffs it's more about a team effort, it's not going to be one or two players. But in the end we did a good job, we won, that's what matters." Brandon pulled Eskett for the extra attacker with 3:17 to play, but Schurman would score his 2nd of the game to finish things off with 2:25 remaining. Unger made a handful of big stops in the third to hold the lead and finished with 33 saves, while Eskett stopped 21 in his 33-12 of work. Lucas Brenton had 2 assists on the night, Brett Hyland had four helpers for Brandon. The two teams are right back at it on Saturday night for Game 2, with puck drop at 7 p.m. at the Moose Jaw Events Center.